Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, January 20th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Genesis in chapter 18 in verses 16 through 33. We'll read entire Psalm 42 and then Mark chapter 9 verses 2 through 13. Picking up in Genesis 18, starting in verse 16. The title in my Bible says, Abraham Pleads for Sodom. When the men got up to leave, they looked down toward Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him, so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. Then the Lord said, The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sins so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. The men turned away and went toward Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham approached him and said, Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right? The Lord said, If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Then Abraham spoke up again. Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5 people? If I find 45 there, he said, I will not destroy it. Once again, he spoke to him. What if only 40 are found there? He said, For the sake of 40, I will not do it. Then he said, May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there? He answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Abraham said, Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there? He said, For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. Then he said, May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there? He answered, For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham returned home. Okay, let's turn over now to the Psalms. Today we are in Psalm 42. This begins the second book of the Psalms, and it says, For the director of music, a maskil of the sons of Korah. Every time I read this psalm, a song comes to mind, especially the first verse. And so I'm wondering if the same song and tune comes to mind for you as well. If you don't know what I'm talking about, maybe Google As the Deer Pants for the Water. Verse 1. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, Where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festal throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs His love. At night, His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. And now let's turn over to the book of Mark. Today we are in Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 13. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with Him and led them up a high mountain, where they were all alone. There He was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, why do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first? Jesus replied, to be sure, Elijah does come first and restores all things. Why then is it written that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected? But I tell you, Elijah has come, and they have done to him everything they wished, just as it is written about him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Have you noticed that in Mark chapter 9, the Lord says a very similar thing to what He said at Jesus' baptism? I think at the baptism He said, this is my Son whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. And in this passage, He says, this is my Son whom I love, listen to Him. I can only imagine how Peter, James, and John felt when they saw Jesus in all of His glory. And I can identify with Peter, who started speaking and not thinking before he spoke because he was so frightened and nervous. And he just starts saying, okay, Rabbi, we want to help you. Let's set up a shelter. And sometimes we just need to sit back and appreciate the Lord for who He is, to worship Him in His splendor, to be reminded, as the psalm says, that as the deer pants for the water, so our souls pant after you, Lord, not for what you can do for us, but because you are majestic, you are creator, you always were, you always are, and you always will be. You are the one to whom we can run. You are our refuge and our strong tower. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Redeemer, the Restorer. And one day, Lord, you are going to bring all things that are wrong to right. And until that day, we can depend on you. We know that your Spirit is with us. And for this, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.